We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, June the 12th.
Oh, and what a show it was. 6-12, just like the insect repellent today. Can I paraphrase and thumbnail it?
Please.
While having my broccoli-flavored coffee at the International House of Burgers, I avoided being sick by washing my hands, and thank goodness I had my flip-flops on because I almost stepped up in dog flops.
That was the show.
Yep, that was it. Good night, everybody.
So by now you know that IHOP's big P to B means International House of Burgers.
Burgers.
Turned out to be more of a promotion because I guess they've always had burgers, but I guess they're introducing a new menu. Yeah.
Expanding the menu.
They want you to know it's more than just breakfast right there.
Absolutely.
And now Wendy wants you to know something, too. Wendy had a great tweet.
This is the best part. Whoever does the social media for Wendy's gets props because this is what they said about IHOP. They said, can't wait to try a burger from a place that decided pancakes were too hard. They also said they and Chick-fil-A had tweeted something else about their chicken sandwich, saying like, "What's better than a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich?" And Wendy's tweeted back, like, "Having our chicken sandwich on a Sunday."
Yeah,
because they're closed on
that
Sundays.
That was brutal.
Just
low blow.
All right, so the burger's out of the bag.
Yeah,
International House of. I thought it was going to be bacon, but it is burgers, and they say it's just a temporary market. They even come out and go, it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Red Robin also tweeted, we're serious about pancakes as IHOP is about burgers.
Okay. So it works, too.
Everyone's kind of ripping them apart, which just tells you the ruthlessness of fast food. All right, so we've planned for the vacation. You've taken time off. You've saved. You've planned. You've got the tickets. You finally get on vacation, and you get sick.
Oh yeah.
Horrible. And there's some expert advice coming your way. And really what you need to do is just kind of be smart, especially if you're leaving our country and going to a foreign land. Be careful of drinking local waters and eating local foods on fruits and vegetables. We're not just talking about Mexico, but a lot of countries as well, because they don't have the same water standards and water purifications as we do. So you could have Montezuma's revenge pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So what they say is do drink bottled water and check for the resort or the hotel that you're staying at. A lot of these have their own purification systems. Make sure that you're brushing your teeth with bottled water. And then if you have any sort of a fruit or vegetable, wash it with bottled water just to make sure it's safe.
I was in a third world country and I was told not to face the shower.
That's smart.
Because you might get that water in your mouth.
Never think about that.
Yeah.
There's a hilarious scene in the second Sex and the City movie where they go to Mexico and Charlotte is like obsessive about not drinking the water and not eating the food. And then she like has a moment of like, this is beautiful. And she turns around and faces the shower and opens her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And literally within like a couple minutes, she has, the effects
the revenge,
of it. Yeah. And it's so funny.
Yeah. It is funny when it's not happening to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I've got my Cipro packed. I've already been told that if you have any kind of like gut issues, just travel prepared.
Wow. Cipro, a wide spectrum antibiotic.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They say, Kristen, not to overplan when you go on vacation. Not planning down to to every second. In essence, you're causing yourself stress, and therefore that can weaken your immune system and make you sick. So allow yourself to relax. They also said that about 3% of travelers suffer from something called leisure sickness, which is likely due to a general stress that comes from traveling, both psychological and transitioning out of your norm, which could lead to making you feel very nervous. And, just kind of keeping an eye on it, knowing if you feel kind of weird to maybe do some mind, therapy and get your mind in the right place.
A.K.A. vodka?
That and a lot of water. Make sure you're drinking. Because, when you're in a plane, honestly, you are you do get dehydrated. And something you don't really think about, but do drink some water.
We have to take a little tiny, puddle jumper plane when we get to Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
And I'm already like dreading it because I get sick on major airlines I'm already I'm figuring I'm going to be sick for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, these are the planes where they tell you, I need you to move to this side of the plane. Otherwise, it won't be balanced correctly. Yeah,
I think your luggage is with you.
Yeah, the plane that wants to know how much you weigh before you get on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, this is weird.
Yeah, really.
Yep.
It's true because everyone lies about their weight.
Yeah.
And then finally, when traveling across several time zones, be mindful of the jet lag. Go ahead, take a nap if you need to, and adjust as quickly as possible to the area that you're vacationing in. This was kind of cool because Father's Day is coming up Sunday, and what to get dear old dad if he loved Cards of Humanity? Cards Against Humanity. They've released a Father's Day expansion pack that has 30 new bad dad jokes inside. Which I think is absolutely hilarious.
So you can take your regular Cards Against Humanity deck and add these to it and give it a Father's Day flair to it. Okay.
Absolutely.
But they're not in the toy section.
No, they're not in the game section at all. This is great because the expansion packs is housed inside DVD cases that look like action movies from the 90s.
They look just like it. I mean, I guess they hired movie people to do these.
They actually just went to a word generator, looked at action words, and just made titles up.
Brilliant.
And then they had an artist make these posters, which are absolutely beautiful. They have them up on the website, but you know, Universal Danger, Blood Oath, Remembrance, Red Fear, Massive Heat, and Sniper Dad. So they're $6. They're available at Target and online. I guess the hardest part is really going to figure out which one of the packs you want to pick up. And this is a good app for those that don't clean up after their dogs or for those that get upset about people not cleaning up after their dogs. There's an app that will publicly shame them now called Pooper Snooper.
Pooper Snooper.
It's available for Apple and for Android. And what it does is that when you file a pile of poo freshly laid somewhere, you can take a picture of it. It'll ask you the size of the poo. You can actually add some descriptive words to it as well. And then what it will do is it'll transmit to other app users that to tread lightly around this area because there's a lot of landmines.
It's like that Waze or Wazy for turds. that thing that you use on the interstate.
Waze for turds.
Yeah. But it's actually user-generated, so other users have to put the information in there.
Can I go put like flyers around my neighborhood for people to download this so that we can all be in it against the same dogs? Because we know it's the same dogs.
Really? And that's what it comes down to. You can't take a picture, of course. You're not allowed to do that. But there's a place for you to write a pretty well description of somebody. And the app developers hope that you can catch patterns and in essence will guilt people into cleaning up after their dogs.
Right. Yes.
So it's a free app. Take a look at it at your store. Flip-flop buying tips. Yes, you're probably saying, this is Florida.
Shoe of summertime, right?
We already know how to buy flip-flops, but there are some people that may not be aware of it. By the way, they're saying any flip-flop over $30, it's pretty not, you're wasting your money.
I got to admit, yeah.
So what they're saying is pick a pair that has some cushioning to it to avoid wearing them for more than 3 hours at a time, saying that you could get foot cramps. I know that firsthand. I actually got blisters and went to one of the theme parks, wore flip-flops. Blisters on the balls of my feet and at the back of my foot. I could not walk.
Ow.
It was horrible.
Ow.
That's why I pay just a little more. Mm-hmm. I don't wear plastic flip-flops, but I pay a little more for the good ones. I had a pair that I wore in Philly for 5 days, and I'm talking we did like 20,000 steps a day, and my feet were golden.
Yeah. They do say, get the leather ones if you're outside the pool, but if you're going to be around water, make sure they're the plastic ones. And then I thought this was interesting. Flip-flops, king on the summer shoe, might be slipping a bit. According to last year's sales numbers, they declined by 9% from the previous year, while slides increased by 31%.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn a slide?
No.
That gives me cramps because there's nothing between your toes. Like, there's nothing holding your foot in there except for your toes digging down for dear life on the bottom of the shoe so they don't just fly off the front of your shoe.
But don't they have, like, adjustable straps you can tighten the side
of them? No. I've never had a slide with adjustable straps.
I thought it had, like, a Velcro thing on the top. The Nike ones do, I think.
Yeah, I think that they would do.
Oh, like sport slides.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be seen dead.
I see
those.
A lot of people wearing in a fashion statement.
No, it never has. Right? And somehow it just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Like a bad relationship. Just keeps coming back. And then finally,
talk about coming back bad.
Broccoli flavored coffee.
Next.
The name of this?
Yeah.
I want to order it to say. Broccolatte.
Broccolatte is what they're calling this. There's a government agency, I guess kind of like the FDA, but it's in Australia. They're trying to find ways to get people to eat more vegetables, and people are just not doing it. So what they've decided to do is kind of sneak things in. So they've taken broccoli. I mean, everything, the stem, the stalk, everything grounded up into a fine powder. And they're trying to find something that you can sneak it in where people won't be able to notice that they're getting it. Because, you know, 2 tablespoons is a full serving of vegetables
and
a day.
Coffee seems logical because coffee is really potent in its flavor.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Australia. Put it in your beer. Come on.
Maybe
yeah,
that's
your
better.
Foster's.
Yeah, that's good. Exactly. Your tinnies, your oil can. Yeah.
Well, they've actually had a coffee shop sell this. The reviews are in, and it tastes like coffee
tastes
mixed
like
with broccoli.
Broccoli.
No ifs, ands, or buts. But they did say that they're not stopping there. The agency is considering other options such as smoothies, brownies, or even spinach artichoke dip. To put that in, maybe that wouldn't be too bad.
I had a cookbook. It was called Deceptively Delicious.
Right.
And I'm not kidding you. I used it for Jeremy's probably from the time he was like 7 till about 15.
That's all about sneaking vegetables
into
the kids'
food.
It's
all about sneaking vegetables. And like the vegetables are sneaky themselves. Like you put beets in brownies because you can hide the red. It's not your traditional vegetables, but it's still a serving of vegetables in everything you make.
So he obviously knows now that his childhood was filled with deception around
deception
the food table.
Yes, absolutely.
You lied
to me. Does he eat the vegetables now, like beets and...
His palate has expanded.
Gotcha.
He's at least gotten to where he'll say, I'll try it.
Right.
It used to be, no, I don't eat potatoes. It's like, well, you sat there and ate french fries. That's not potatoes. That's french fries.
Uncle hates mushrooms so much, but when my aunt would make spaghetti, she would, when he was out, would take and cut the mushrooms so small.
Oh, like razor dice.
Yeah, razor thin, so she would stick them in the sauce because she loved them. He never noticed it.
If there's cookbooks for adults to hide vegetables in kids' food, I need to write a kids' book, How to Hide Broccoli in a Glass of Milk.
There you go.
It works perfect. You probably hide broccoli in dad's coffee, too, kids.
That's probably not a bad idea to write a book for kids about how you can hide food.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to sneak vegetables in your food, you know.
That's it. So there's our show for
Uncle
today.
Uncle Storm's warning.
Tuesday, June 12th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.